I think, Paul, if you're ready, we'll take on 21 and 22 and close the day out for, with you, Paul. We had actually started early this morning, went on a number of different tours throughout the Northern Hills and Mickelson Trail and checked out Hardy Camp and looked at a lot of our inventory up north and really appreciate that. But I think we're getting in past the 5 o'clock hour out east, so I think that we'll wrap up with Paul, if you can handle being the swan song for the day.
I would be glad to do that. Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I'll turn your attention to page 71 in your Commission book and talk to you a little bit about the Newton Hills Boy Scout Camp land acquisition. Secretary Roebling made the Commission aware of this this project back in April. This acquisition project involves acquiring the 224-acre Newton Hills Boy Scout Camp in Lincoln County. You can see where it's positioned between Newton Hills State Park and our Johnson and McKee game production areas. The nice part about this is the property and several of the facilities included in the camp will lend themselves greatly to incorporating into a portion of Newton Hills State Park and the type of recreation activities that you see there, as well as a balance of property that can be managed as game production areas, part of our Johnson and McKee areas. The timeline for this acquisition is to close on that property in late November of this year. So I'm bringing this to you today more as an information item. As we've issued the required public notice for the acquisition, and we'll be bringing a resolution to you next month to approve the acquisition. So again, this is just an information item this month, the final action next month, and I'd certainly stand by for any questions that you might have about this property.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Anybody have any questions for Paul on that? You get off no questions on that one, Paul.
Very good. It's good to be the last one of the day.
No, you never know. But 20, you want to go on to the GPA sales update?
Yeah. The next page of your Commission book, page 72, this just provides a small table showing the summary of the GPA auctions that were conducted over the last month. If you recall, in July, you approved a resolution directing GF&P to dispose of the six GPAs listed there after our staff had carefully identified and evaluated basically all our game production areas looking for potential disposal properties. To accomplish this, we actually went and contracted with a real estate firm in Watertown. They conducted some marketing and actually conducted public auctions for us. The results, of course, they are included in that table. It shows me the sale price as opposed to the appraised value. We're currently at this time, as far as the timeline, we're working with the real estate company and the various title companies to finalize all the paperwork and schedule closings on these properties, which we hope to within the next 30 days. So that's just a summary of the GPA disposals that we that process that we went through over the last several months. And again, I can sure stand by for any questions that you might have about this process.
Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. So with the funds that were raised, do those go back to general fund dollars, or are they earmarked for different projects, or what can be done with that money that was raised off those sales?
Yeah, very good question, Commissioner Bees. The funds will be used will be pumped back into acquisition of additional game production areas. If you recall from the resolution that you passed in July, that was specifically stated in the resolution that funds generated by the auction sales would be redirected back into acquiring game production areas that better fit the need for our agency and our public. The previous item we just talked about, the Newton Hills Boy Scout Camp, is a prime example of where funds generated from this auction can be directed into that acquisition project.
Any other questions for Paul on that? Commissioner Whitmer?
Yeah. Commissioner Whitmer, yeah, thank you. Very impressive. More than double what the appraised value was. That wasn't expected by me anyway. So, yeah, no, real good, and we can do a lot with that money to buy lands that better suit the public and the uses that are intended with GPA areas. So, yeah, good job. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Mr. Secretary, you got anything you want to leave us with for the day, or you want to hold off till tomorrow?
Yeah, I think just want to say thank you to the staff that are actually taking off this afternoon or this evening for the tour. It was a great tour. I want to also thank all the park staff. I think Matt and his crew already left, so I might be thanking the empty room back there. But for those listening in, an exceptional job with the Buffalo Roundup and the Trail Trek. It really was a spectacular event, both events for that matter. And I can't thank staff enough from across the state within Custer State Park for pulling those events off. So with that, I will save the rest of my comments until tomorrow.
Very well. So just to wrap up for the day, we're going to be in recess, but tomorrow we'll come back and take a Division of Wildlife items 23 through 28, and I think we've got a couple other bonus items that we want to give you updates on. And so, without further ado, we are now in recess.